up to Perek Vov, which this Perek is called Kinyan HaTorah, because it talks all about the importance of learning Torah and what we gain from Torah, and how we are koneh the Torah. So it starts off, Shonu Chachomim V'Lashon HaMishnah. Hey, the Chachomim taught us in the same Lashon of the Mishnah, and Baruch, that means Baruch Hashem, Shebocha Bohem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose them, the Chachomim, over Mishnosom, and what they learning, what they're teaching us. Now, Pshat in this Hakdomer is that really the sixth Perek is not really Mishnais, it's only Brises. So it says a Lashon, Shonu Chachomim, is the same way in the Gemara we have a Lashon Aramic, we have a Lashon Tonu Rabbonin. That means the Chachomim taught us in a Brisa. So here, these Brises are taught by Lashon HaKodesh to say a Lashon, Shonu Chachomim. And Rabbeinu Yonah learns that the Shvach here, like a Shvach Rabbeinu HaKodesh, that he went down to write the Torah Shebapeh, today that we shouldn't forget it. Because if he wouldn't have written down the Torah Shebapeh, we would have forgotten it. So that's the Baruch, and we're thanking Shebaruch Adem Uvi Mishnoisam. That Rabbeinu HaKodesh wrote down the Torah Shebapeh, we're giving a Shvach. Yeah, Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Oisek BaTorah Lishmo. Anybody that learns Torah Lishmo means for the sake of knowing Torah, of doing the Rotzon Hashem, is Zoycha L'Dvorim Harbe. He is Zoycha, he receives a lot of good things. Now some of us learn, it's excluding for what it says later. Zoycha L'Dvorim Harbe, I think the Medrash Shmuel says, it means that he'll be Zoycha called Toivois Hoylam Hazeh, for learning Torah Lishmo. For Lo Yoid, and not only this, Elo Shekolo Oylam Kuloi Kedai Huloi. The whole world is like in existence because of him. As it's kedai for the world to be in existence because of this person that learns Torah Lishmo. Because the tachlis of the brias of this world was Bishvil HaTorah. Like we dashin, it says Bereshis Boro Lakim, and Chazal dashin in the Medrash Rabbah, Bishvil HaTorah Shenikras Reishis. Because of the Torah, the world was created. Shenemar Hashem Konani Reishis Darkai. So therefore, somebody that learns Torah Lishmo, for him it's worthy that the world should be in existence. Nikra Reya, as he is called the friend, which means a friend of Hashem. Ohu, he is beloved by Hashem. Oyev Es Hamokom, he is the person that learns Torah himself. He himself learns, he himself loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oyev Es Habriyos, he himself loves other people. And Misameach Es Hamokom, the fact he is learning Torah Lishmo, he makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy, and Mesameach Es Habriyos, he makes the other people all around him happy. This is what you are zeich if you learn Torah Lishmo. And some of Farshim learn, Oyev Es Habriyos means he loves other people, that he's mekarv them also to learning Torah. And since he loves to learn Torah, he wants his friends, other people also to learn Torah. Therefore he's called Oyev Es Habriyos, he loves people to cause them also to come learn Torah. And therefore he's Mesameach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's Mesameach the other people by them also learning Torah. Umal Balshtoi Anova V'Yira. And he clothes himself, Mal Balshtoi, like he wraps around himself, Anova, the Midah of being an Anov, a humble person, V'Yira, and having Yiras Hashem. He's through learning Torah, you are Zeicha to these two good Midas of Anova, being humble, and having Yira. Hey, from the Lashon of Malbashtoi, your clothing is the pshat, because the midas of a person is his clothing. So that's like the clothing of the neshama is the midas of a person. So Torah will give you the midas of Anova and Yiro, Umachshartoi Liyos Tzadik, and it will prepare you. Learning Torah will prepare you to become a tzadik. A tzadik means that you do all the mitzvahs that Hashem wants you. V'chosid, some learns that even you do lefnei meshura sadin, Ras Chosin means between mitzvahs ben adam lechaveroi, v'yoshor, beliba, you'll be straight in your heart, you'll be straight, v'nemon, you'll be believed, you won't say any sheker, v'nema b'diburoi, whatever you say will be believed. These are all tremendous midas you get through learning Torah. Omerachak toy menachet, it keeps you away from doing chatoyim. You won't b'shleik koshel b'shum chet, even with machshava, even you won't think about doing chatoyim. That's what the schus of limud haTorah does. O mekarav toy l'deis chus, and it'll bring you closer to do mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim. V'nenin mimenu eitza usoshiya bina ugvura. His v'nenin means all the people will have hanor, will have enjoyment from the Talmud Chacham that learns Torah. They will enjoy his eitza, his advice that he gives. V'soshiya, some means that's the limit of Torah that he teaches us. Bina, that's understanding, that's the iyun of Torah. Ugvura, that's the strength. Or some say Ugvura Shu Hamaisa, doing, will learn how to do things from him. Shenema, the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Li Eitza Usoshiya Ani Bina Li Gvura. This all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to the people that learn Torah. It means Misha Isaac Pater Lishmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him these midos. And Rabbi Yonah says, why is it says Lashon Usoshiya, which means learning? In other words, we have Hanor from the learning that they teach us, because because learning Torah takes away the koiches of the Adam. That's why it's called Soshia. V'noisenes loy malchus u'memshala. They give to a Talmud Chacham malchus, koich of being a melech, and u'memshala, the koich to rule, the power that people will listen to you. The Gemara Bracha says, Kol adam sheish bo yira shemayim devarav nishmoyim, you'll be heard, you'll be listened to, the chikor din, and you'll be able to understand klo the psak halacha, you'll be able to be chikor es adin lamitoy, to be a shofet tzedek. This is if you learn Torah lishmo, o megalin lo rozei Torah, min hashemayim, they'll be megalo, they'll uncover to you the secrets of the Torah, rozei Torah, that the pasuk says, soyid Hashem li reyev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells certain things only to his Yireyev. V'naseh kemayin hamizgaber. He'll be like a mayin, like a well that becomes stronger and stronger. U'kinohor she'ena poisik, like a river that flows on and doesn't stop. V'heve tzonua, and he'll have a midas of tznius, of modesty. V'erech ruach, he'll always be easygoing, he won't get angry. O moichol al elboinoi, he'll always forgive if somebody embarrasses him or insults him. O megadaltoi, and you should know the learning of the Torah makes you big, makes you great. O meroi mamtoi, and he'll lift you up. Al kol hamasim, over all other things that were created. It's the thing that makes a person great and picks you up. That's the limud Torah lishmo. You learn Torah for the sake of knowing Torah, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to know his Torah. The Mishnah Beis, Omar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Bechol Yoim Voyoim Bas Koel Yoitzeis Mehar Chorev. His every day a Bas Koel, a voice, comes out of Har Chorev, that Har Sinai, that's where Torah was given. Umach Rezes V'yameris. It screams out and it says, Oy Lohem Labriyois, Oy Vey to the people, Neyel Boinoi Shel Torah, for the disregarding of Torah. What does that mean? In other words, they do not learn Torah, or else Rabbeinu Yonah says, either they don't learn the Torah, or else they learn, but shalei kero, they don't learn the right way, the way you're supposed to. Why? Shekol mi shein oisek ba'Torah, whoever does not learn Torah the right way, or does not learn Torah at all, as nikra nozuf, he is called a nozuf, which is mean a lashim menuda, he is like thrown away from Hashem. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Nezem Zohav V'yaf Chazir, a golden ring on the nose of a Chazir, and Isha Yofa V'sarachtam, and an Isha, a nice lady, but Sarachtam, she does foolish things. So this Lechur is like a mashal of a golden ring, like the Torah, that's so choshev, and what do you do with it? You put it on a Chazir, you put it on a pig. Same thing, you have the Torah and you don't learn it, or you don't learn the right way, it's a terrible thing. Who are then, if you have a nice Isha, and she becomes foolish, so you're taking a chosh of a thing, and you're just making it foolish. Who are then, you have the Torah, and you don't learn it, you're doing foolishness, that's called nozuf. You're like thrown away from Hashem. Fight of the Pasuk says, V'yoymer the Pasuk in Shemoy says, V'ha luchos ma'asei elokim heima. The luchos was a ma'asa of making of Hashem. V'ha michtov michtav elokim, and the writing was a writing of Hashem. Who chorus al haluchas was engraved on the luchas. So idashin al tikra chorus, don't read it chorus means engraved, elo cheris, becoming free, freedom. She'ein lecha, what do we mean? She'ein lecha ben chorin elami she'oisek b'talmud Torah. Who is considered a real free person? Only somebody that learns Torah. V'chol mi she'oisek b'Torah toder, and somebody that does learn Torah, kisei the toder, he's always learning Torah. Harei ze mesala, it lifts up the person is mesala. Shenema, the pasuk says in Bamidbar, umimatona nachliel uminachniel bomas. From matona to nachliel, matona uminachniel bomas. Bomas means the lashon of high up. And like the Yochin says, that the beginning of the pasuk is umimatona. That means Hashem gives the Torah, the Torah to matona. And if you mekabel, you learn it, you become to nachliel, yezeicha to nachla from Hashem. And with that, yezeicha to bomas to give us oilam. Now, Pshat in the Mishnah, Shein Lecho Ben Chorin, Elami Shoisek Batalma Torah, who's called a freed person? Only somebody that learns Torah could be the Pshat like this. But the Pshat when Chorin is free is somebody that's working for himself. Mashenka and Eved means you're working for somebody else. So you have to know what's called yourself that you're working for yourself. A person is made out of, we always say, Yisrael, V'yaraisa, V'kutshavrichu Chadu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Torah and Klal Yisrael, every single Yid is considered like one. In other words, what is yourself? What is a Yid? A Yid is made up from the Torah in you and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside you. So Mele, if you do learn Torah, that's called you're working for yourself. You're working to make yourself better. That's called the Ben Chorin. You're working for yourself. It's Ein Lecha Ben Chorin Elam Yishoisek B'Talmud Torah. That's called you're working for yourself. Ma'ashenkin, if you're not Oisek in Talmud Torah, but Oisek in other things, Stam hanois, or stam doing averis, stam doing gezel, then the pshat, you're not working for yourself, because that's not what you are. You're working for Yetzara. You're working for somebody else. Then that's not called a ben chorin. But a ben chorin means you're working for yourself, and yourself is Yisrael, the arise of a kutchabrichu is chadu. Mishneh Gimel. Ha loimed mechaveroi perek echot. If you learn from your friend one perek, a perek mishnayis, Oy halacha achas, he just teaches you one halacha. Oy pasuk echod, he teaches you one pasuk of chumish. Oy dibur echod means one thing of tam that you don't understand by yourself. Any little thing in Torah, he teaches you dibur echod. Afilu ois achas, he only teaches you the inyan of one ois. The moshul, there are some words in the Torah that is missing a vav, that has an extra vav. So he teaches you about this one ois. Where a vav is meisaf al inyan rishon is tzarech linhag by kovet. You have to give him kovet. Since he taught you Torah, so because of Torah, you have to give him back kovet. Shekein motzinu b'David melech Yisrael. We find this by David melech Yisrael. Shelo lo madmeach hitoifel el shnei devorim b'lvad. He only learned two things from Achitoifel. And still, ukro rabbi. He called him his rebbe. Alufoi, he called him his guide. And Yudoi, he called him he has confidence in. Shenema, the pasuk says, V'ato enoish kerchi. He's you person, you're just like me. That's what David is saying about Achitofel. Alufi, you're my guide. And Yudoi, I have confidence in you. So that's what David HaMelech, how much cover he gave back to Achitofel. So Zot the Mishnah, here. David, how great David HaMelech was. He only learned two things from Achitofel. That's all. And still, Kuro Rabbi, he called him his Rebbe. Alufi. Umiyudoi. Is Haloimeid Mechaveroi. Perek Echot, if a normal person learns from his friend, that there's not that much of a difference between you and your friend. You learn the Perek Echot. Oy Halofa Achas, it teaches you Halofa. Oy Posuk Echot, teaches you a Posuk of Chumish. Oy Dibur Echot, one Inyan of Torah. Afilo Ois Achas, he only teaches you one Ois, where you need the Ois, where you don't need the Ois. I'll be teaching you Torah. Is Alachas Kama V'Chama, how much more and more. Shed Sorach Linnag by Kovit, you have to give him back respect. Why do you have to give him respect? Because which person really deserves kovod? Only somebody that learns Torah. Shenema, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kavoid Chachomim Yuncholu, that the Chachomim will inherit Kavoid. That means a Chacham, a Talmud Chacham, he's the one that deserves Kavoid. Another Pasuk says, Usmimim Yuncholu Toiv. Also, Smimim, the people that are whole, that means Talmud Chachomim, they'll be Neichol, they'll inherit a Toiv. What does Toiv mean? Vien Toiv Ela Toiro. They'll inherit a Toiro. Shenema, the Pasuk says, I gave you a good lekach, a good buying, and which is Torah, and don't leave it over. So therefore, Chachamim, they are the one that deserve kavod, because they have the Torah, and that's the emes of kavod, is kavod ha-Torah. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Kachi darkoi shel Torah. This is the way of learning Torah. And the Yochan says, this is the way you're supposed to start to learn Torah. It's even though at the end you are neichel kovoid and kol tuv shabolom, but at the beginning is pas ba melech teichal. You should eat bread with salt. Umayim ba mesura tishte. You should drink water by measuring it first, not too much. V'al horetz tishan, and you should sleep on the ground. V'chayay tsar tichye, and you should live a life of hardship. Uva Torah ata omol, and you should work and learn Torah. Now Rashi learns Pshat, Uva Torah ata omol means afopikain, means even though you have to go through such a hardship, still you mechuyev to learn and work in Torah. In other words, the Mishnah is talking both whether an oshir or whether an oni. No matter how much hardship you have to go through, still you have to plug and work and learn Torah. And you shouldn't just say it's too hard to learn Torah. Like the Gemara in Brocha says, "Ein haTorah miskayemes ela b'mi shemei misatzmei oleho." The only way you'll have a kinyan in Torah if you work hard, and even if it means giving up all your tanugim, all your pleasures, to learn Torah, that's the way you'll be zeicha to learn Torah. Because Torah is only nikness ba'omo rav, working very hard. And the Mishnah says, "V'yemata oisakein," if you do like this. In other words, we're saying this pshat is not that the zechiv you bedavka have to learn with only eating bread and salt and water and sleeping on the floor. Havad, if you have other things and you can learn Torah just as good, then you could do both. But in the case where you don't have other pleasures, and in order to get them, you'll have to mavato from learning Torah, it's not kedai, it's kedai better to learn Torah, even though you'll have to go through a hardship. And the Mishnah says, as we learned before, that's only the beginning of learning will be that way. Aber v'yemata oisakein, if you do learn like this, you should know, ashrecho v'tevloch. Ashrecho, worthy are you, and it's good for you. And we dashin, ashrecho means b'olam hazeh, it will be good for you in this world. V'tevloch l'olam habo, and it'll be good for you in olam habo, it'll also be good. So Pasha, you understand the end is very good. Tevloch l'olam habo, pshita, if you learn Torah, you get olam habo. But the beginning that says ashrecho b'olam hazeh, l'chur, that's hard to understand. So I once heard from Rabbi Eliyahu Yafiyan, Tzal, he learns Chaker. The Yashrecho Boilom Azeh, that's for Zicha, that's for sure. In other words, a person that doesn't run after enjoyment, Tanuvi Eilom Azeh, his Ikar of this world is to learn Torah and to do mitzvahs, he'll have a good and easy life. The pshat is, he's not going to be about Gaiva, he's not going to be about Taivam, he's not going to run after everything, and if he doesn't have it, he's not going to feel bad. He's going to have an enjoyable life. Mashenkin, people that have Taiva and Gaiva and Kino, they're the ones that have a miserable life. So therefore, the Ashrecho Be'olam Hazeh, that's 100%. For Tevloch Be'olam Habo, used to say, it's probably that you will get Olam Habo. But of course, there's a chance that you'll do other Averis that you won't get your Olam Habo. So it's probably for Tevloch Be'olam Habo. Yeah, that's Mishnah Baita. Al Tevakesh Gedula Le'yatzmuch. That means if you learned a lot of Torah, don't look to get greatness from it. I mean, don't look to be a shorora, to be like a leader, because you are kind of Torah. V'yaltachmoid kovit, and don't run after to receive kovit, to receive honor. When Rashi says why, because if you're looking to receive honor, it looks like you didn't learn Torah l'shma, you only learned Torah to get your honor. V'ayta yoyse melimudoch asei, it's more than you're learning, you should do. It's like the Mishnah before we had, kol shemaisov merubim mechachmosa yis chachmosa miskayemes. It's not enough just to learn and to become Yediyas HaTorah. You have to do and be Mekayim the mitzvahs of the Torah. So Yosem Limudach Asay V'yaltisave L'Shulchonim Shel Melachim. don't have a desire to be by the shulchan, the table of the kings. In other words, to have tremendous hano of Olam Hazeh. She'shulchanoch godo mishulchanam. Because your table is greater than their table. So some learn the Mefarshim means in Olam Habo, that your table, the schar you get in Olam Habo, is bigger than the table the Melachim have in Olam Hazeh. Weiter, v'chisroch godo mikisrom. And your crown, the crown of Torah, is greater than the crown of Melachim. V'nem, like we'll see the Mishnah later, that the keser Torah is godo mikeser malchus. V'nemen hu baal malachtoch. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is faithful, he's Nemon, she yeshalim loch sechar pulosoch, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay you back reward for all the work you did. In other words, in Olam Haba, that's the Yikum Mokum, where we receive our sechar and befrat for the Limud HaTorah. The Mishnah Hei, G'doyla Torah yoyse min HaKuhuna u'min HaMalchus. His Torah is greater than Kuna and Malchus. Sheha Malchus nicknays Bishloshim Milus. His being a melech has 30 milus. There are 30 things that come bekovedik to a melech. Via Kuna bi Esrim bi Arba. And a Koyen has 24 milus that he receives, which are the Chav Dalet Matnas Kuna. And the Yochanan's Pshat is that since the melech is godol misharon, therefore he has these 30 milus. Hu adin a koyin, since he's greater than Yisrael and a Levi, he gets these 24 matonis. Hu adin, the Mishnah says, v'ha Torah nikneis bi'aboyim u'shmoyne dvorim. With 48 things, you can be koyna the Torah. These are milus, that with these milus, you are koyna the Torah. And the pshat is like the other man like before, just like a kohen, because of his chashivas, has these milus, and the melech has these milus, who are then a Talmud Chochem, has to have these milus over the rest of the people. Because of these 48 midos, that's how you are kohen of the Torah. These are called kinyonim. A kinyon means the way of buying, of acquiring. And the pshat is you have to buy and acquire Torah. And this is the only way you could do it, with these 48 midos. Yeah, the first kinyan is b'salmud. That means by learning, b'terech shkida and hasmoda, to be a masmid, not to stop learning. Some learn the pshat is, you should learn from everybody, mikol adam. That's called salmud. The second miler is b'shmias oizin. You have to hear with your ears. So some mafarshim learn, you have to hear good from your Rebbe. Another mafarshim learn, when you yourself are learning, you should hear what you're saying. You should not learn quietly, but you should learn out loud that you can hear what you're saying. Biyarichas seposayim. That it should come out fluently from your mouth. Like they say, she'eshkurim befiv, k'moy she'kibla mirabi. The same way you received it from your Rebbe, fluently you should be able to give it over. Biyarichas seposayim. The next miler is, the fourth miler is, bevinas halev. That you should understand what you're learning. The fifth miler is besichlus halev. That means you should understand even deeper and deeper what the things mean. That means oimik. The emo, you have to learn with yira, emo from your Rebbe, emo from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the yira, to have yira shemayim on you. Ba'anova, you have to learn with the inyan midas of being humble, she'ono v'shofar ruach. And with this midah, yezoicha for learning Torah, like we always bring down, the Gemara Taina says, lo manim shelo divrei Torah lamayim loymaloch, ma mayim manichem mokum gevoyev holchem mokum lomuch. His Torah is a marshal example to water. Just like water, when you put it on a high place, it runs down to the low place. Av divrei Torah, ein miskayomim ela b'mi she'daita shvelo. Divrei Torah only is in the person that is humble. That's another midah to be kind of Torah ba'anova. The ninth midah is b'simcha. You have to be happy. Hachoves halev. The more happy you are, the more your heart is opened. Say yidu es Hashem b'simcha. B'shimush chachomin. You have to be mishamish. You have to help other chachomin. You have to learn from chachomin. Like we say, g'doyle shimusha yoisim limuda. that you are mishamish, you help Talmidei Chachamim, from helping them and see them, how they do things, how they act, that's the biggest learning. You're learning how to act, how to do things throughout the whole day. Bedigduk chaverim. You have to learn with the chavrusa and the medagdik what he says, to listen to him. Uva pilpul ha-talmidim. That means when you're giving over the learning to the talmidim, they ask you back questions and you answer them. That's mechada, that makes you smart. Like with Dashni Gemara and Tainit, Eitz Chaim Hila Machazikim Bo. The Gemara says, Lo Monim Shlo Torah Leitz, why is Torah a marshal to a tree? Ma Eitz Koton Madlekes Agodol, Av Talmidei Chachamim, Kitanim Mechadadim Es Agdolim. From your Talmidim, the Rebbe becomes smart by answering their questions. That's called Pilpul HaTalmidim. Be Yishuv, the next meter is Be Yishuv. That means your mind should be at ease, at peace. And some learn in the pshat is you should be a baki, be yeshuva shalaylam, heim b'derech eretz, heim b'chochma. You should be yeshuv. You should be amongst people, the yeshuv. The 14th meter is b'mikra. That means you should be a baki in the 24 sifrei hakodesh. B'mishnah, you should be a baki in the shisa sudei mishnah. B'miyat Shena, you should not sleep too much. You should be oisik in learning Torah as much as possible. Use all your strength into learning and not being ruggled and sleeping too much. B'miyat Sicha, not talking too much. Don't be mevatel. Don't waste time talking. Like Vadash Gemara Yuma says, V'dibar tabom, v'loy b'dvar macherim. You should be talking in Torah and not in other things. B'miyat Hesis Sicha. The next one is B'miyat Tainug. Not to have too much hano of Olam Hazeh, not to worry about too much achila, too much tia, that just takes away the time from your learning. The niyat tzchoik, not to have too much laughter, like it says, tzchoik kalas rosh is magilim es odim le'ervam, to care too much laughter brings upon erva, brings upon arroyis, that the hepech from Torah, therefore the mid of Torah is the niyat tzchoik, not to be laughing too much, the niyat derech eretz, or a little bit derech eretz. Some say derech eretz means tashmish amita, because the more tashmish you have, the more it takes away your strength and it makes you forget. So a kinyan ha-Torah is b'niyat derech eretz, b'yerech ha-payim. You should not get angry fast. You should be calm. Take it easy. Because v'kiyat gemara in the Durham Darshins, kol ha-koyis is mishkakach tamudai u'moisif tipshus. If you have the mid of kas, you'll just forget your learning. So, Mela, a kinyan ha-Torah is b'miyat b'yerech ha-payim. Not to get angry. B'leiv toiv. To have a good heart. That you should not have kinna and not have sinna, but your heart should be rochav wide open to makabel divrei Torah with a good heart. B'emunas chachomim. You should have emuna, you should believe whatever the chachomim say is true and to listen to them. B'emunas chachomim. Or the Kabbalah HaYisurim. And you should be Mekabal upon yourself Yisurim B'yava. If any time Hashem gives you some pain, you should always be Mekabal B'yava. V'yeinu Mahar Achre Dak Hashem. And don't think about why. Ask questions. Why did Hashem give you these Yisurim? Now the Gemara says in Brochis, Shalosh Matonos Nosna Kosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem gave Klal Yisrael three good Matonos, three good presents. V'kulam Lo Nosnu Elai Yidei Yisurim. V'yelu Hein. Torah, the Eretz Yisrael, the Yelam Habu. So you see, to be Zeicher b'Torah, it comes with Yisurim. Some of course learn the Pshat is that not that you have to have Yisurim, but Afilu, even if Yisurim, if you have pains, still you should be learning Torah. Don't say you have too much pains now, you can't learn, but still you should learn Torah. The 25th Meiler is Hamakir es Mekoymoi, he knows his place. He doesn't try to go too high to take a place where he's not at. This is the hepech of Midas HaGaiva, that he has the Midas HaSiflus, that he knows where he's holding. He's happy what he has. He's mistafik b'mu'it. He's not looking to receive more and more hanor. And merely he's not nevato from learning Torah, b'shulchem des hamomim. Because he's happy with whatever he has. That's a midah to be able to learn b'as mother rabba. To be the sameach b'cholkoi. The 27th meter, be very careful what comes out of your mouth, how you say it, what you say. He doesn't desire to have a praise for the fact that he's learning Torah. In other words, he's learning Torah lishmo. He's not learning Torah to receive praises for it. Ohuv, his people love him. That's also a midah of Torah that you loved. Oyev es hamokom, if you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you love Hashem, then you learn Torah with Ava, with love, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megalah to you his rozim. Oyev es abriyos, he loves other people, like we learned before, that means umakavron haTorah, that you love other people, so you make them also learn Torah. That's also a midah that you should be crying the Torah. The fact you love Torah and want other people to learn Torah, that's also a fact that you should be crying the Torah. Oyev es hatzdokos, as he loves to do tzedakah, to do the right. Oyev es hatechochos, he's mekabel divrei mechichos. If somebody tells him he's doing something wrong, he's mekabel piyavo. That's also a midah of kinyan haTorah, to be mekabel techocho. That's one of the things that's missing bizman is there. The people don't like to receive techocho. Here another midah is oyev es hameshorim. He loves Hesedera Chayosher, the right way to do things the right way. Oyev es hameshorim, misrachek min hakovid, he runs away from honor. He doesn't like when people give him honor, he runs away from it. It's a midah v'avanova. It's also called learning Torah lishmo. V'loy megiz liboy b'salmudoy, he doesn't become a bagaivnik and think, I'm so great, I know so much. He's not megiz liboy, doesn't pick up his heart for the fact that he's learning Torah, but instead, fakert, he's makdim, he makes himself small, amidas anovo, v'enoy sameach v'hiro, he's not happy with the fact that he's paskening, giving over. It's not something he's doing for the happiness, but he's doing it mitzad hadin. And other mefarshim learned fakert, that he's supposed to have yira v'shas he's paskening adin, because chalila, maybe he'll make a tois and paskening the wrong din. Like the Gemara in Yevamah says, when a dayan is passing a din, he has to be very careful to make sure he doesn't make mistakes, as if there's a sword in front of him and Gehenim is open. If he makes a mistake, he's doing the wrong thing. So he's ainus sameach b'hero. In other words, he helps his friends. He's mishtatif b'tzavir shechaveroi. If your chaverim have tzar, have pains, you help them, you sympathize with them, you help them, the gufoy, the mamoinoi, you mesameach with them. That's called neiser bi'olim chaveroi. You help along your chaver. Next midir is ma'achriya lekavzchus. You're always done everybody lekavzchus. Whatever they did, if you're not sure if it was for the good or for the bad, you say mestom, he did it for the good. You're done lekavzchus. Ma'amidoi al emes. Everything you do, everything you say, everything you see, you always look for the yemis in it. You're ma'amido yalemish, looking for the truth. That's the Ratzon Hashem. Ma'amido yalasholem. Whatever you do to make peace. You want to make peace between your chaverim, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Vayta misyashev liboy b'salmudoy. That means you learn. B'toch yishev hadas. You have a clear mind. But there are kva, and not stam aroy, a little bit here, a little bit there. But you learn mitoch misyashiv liboy b'samudai. Another midir is the 42nd midir is shoyel umeshiv. You ask questions to understand, and you also work yourself to try and give an answer. That's called shoyel umeshiv. You have questions and you make sure you work until you get an answer. Until you get an answer for it, shoymeya umeshiv. You hear from other things, you hear from your Rebbe, and you think into it, and you meisif onto it. You explain a little bit more. And the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Tein la chochem v'yach kemoid. Give a little bit chochem, and he thinks into it more, makes more chochem out of it. Haloimed al menas lelamit. He learns Torah al menas to be able to teach it to others. That's also a midah. You're not only learning for yourself, but you're learning al menas to be lelamit. The haloimed al menas lasit. And you have to learn Torah al menas to do the mitzvahs, to mekayim the Torah. Hamach kimes rabbi, a Talmud that makes his Rebbe smart, That means, Kesayid, you keep on asking questions to your Rebbe, and by that you're making your Rebbe smart. That's also a midah, that since you're making your Rebbe smart, you'll be Zeichu with Torah also. Means you think very deeply to understand what you heard from your Rebbe. Your mechavin means you're medagdik and you're maimik into what you heard. If you heard something and you're saying it over, you say it over in the name of your Rebbe. That's the midah to be kind of Torah. From here we learn, whoever says over something that from learning from the person you heard it from is maybe gula liolam. You bring gula, you bring the Mashiach to the world. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Va'atomer Esther la'melech v'shem Mordechai. His Esther said it over in the name of Mordechai, and from that Mordechai was zeichet to gula. So really the end part of the Mishnah is like a part by itself. Like really there's one midah, if you say over in the name of your Rebbe, that's a midah to be kind of Torah. That is a medrash in Kehelis Rabba that says, Imena Talmud Rogulei Mishmua Mishmoi Shal Rabbi. If the Talmud does not say over the halacha in the name of his Rebbe, Lamocha Tarosim Mishtakachas. Tomorrow you'll forget your learning. So saying it over in the name of your Rebbe is a midah to remember the Torah. And then the Mishnah ends off, you should know with this midah of saying over B'Shem Mamrei, you also Zeichet the Gula that Mashiach should come. So at Mishnah Zayin. G'doyla Torah Shinoisenes Chayim L'yoyseho B'olam Hazeh U'v'olam Abo. His Torah is great that it gives the person that learns it Chayim in this world and Chayim in Olam Habo. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ki Chayim Hein L'moitziyayim U'l'chol B'sari Marpe. His Torah is Chayim, is life for the people that find it, and it's Marpe that heals you. V'yayimah, the Pasuk says, Rifus Tihi L'sarecho V'shikul Yatzmoisecho. That it should be a healing and heal you up. The Yoimer, another pasuk says, "Eitz Chaim Hila Machazikim Bo V'Yisaimcheh Mu'ushor." The Yoimer, another pasuk says, "Kivliv Kilivias Chain Heim L'Roshechom V'Yanokel Megagarosecho." They're like chains around your neck. The Yoimer, another pasuk says, "Titein L'Roshcho Livias Chain Ateris Deferis Timaginecho." The Yoimer, another pasuk says, "Orech Yomin B'Yemina B'Smolei Oishe V'Chovei." So these are psukim saying that Torah gives you chayim in this world, in Olam Hazeh, and Hu Adin, it gives you chayim in Olam Habo. But they say that refuah, tila, serecho, that goes Olam Habo. So these are all psukim, what the maila of the chiyus you get from learning Torah. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Yoimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Hanoi v'hakoyach v'yoisher v'hakovoid v'hachochmo v'hazikno v'hasevom v'habonim noi letzadikim v'no le'olam. These are good things for the tzadikim and good things for the world. Yeshenema, the pasuk says, Ateres tiferes sevo v'derech tztoko timotzei v'yoyim. Another pasuk says, Ateres chachomim osrom. Voim, another posik, ateres a sekenim benevonim, viseferes bonim avoisom, viyoim, another posik says, tiferes bahurim koichom, fahadar sekenim sevo, voimer, vachofro halavono uvoisho ha chamo, ki molach hashem tzavokois, baatzion of Yerushalayim, veneget tekein of kovoid. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Yoimer, elu sheva midois, shemonu chachomel vatzadikim, is kulam niskaimu berebi uvavonov. All these seven midas were by Rebbe and his sons. What were these seven midas again? Hanoi, the beauty, v'akoyach shtren, v'oishur, and riches, v'hakovoid, and to receive honor, v'hachochma, wisdom, v'hazikna, to become old, v'haseva, to be satisfied, v'habonin, and to be zeicha, to have children. Here, Mishnah Tes. Omar Rabbi Yoisi ben Kisma. I was once walking in the road. I met a person. He said to me, Rebbe, where are you from? I'm from a big city with Talmidei Chachamim. Rebbe, he told to me, maybe you want to live with us. Elef alofim dinrei zohov v'yavonim toivus umagolius. I'll give you a tremendous amount of wealth. Omarti loy, I answered him, Bini, my son, im atonoisim li kol kesev zohov v'yavonim toivus umagolius shabolim. Even if you give me all the wealth in the world, any dor ele bimkoyim Torah, I'll only live in a place where there's Torah. Lefi, shebashas patiros v'shalodim. When a person leaves this world, Ein melavin loy liyodim, nothing goes with him. Loy kesev, loy zov, loy avonim. All the riches stay behind. Toivus umagolius. El Torah umaisim toivim buvad. The only thing that goes with you is the Torah and the maisim toivim. Shenema the pasuk says, Vishalechecho tancho oisoch. Vishoktecho tishmor lecho. Vaki tsoisahi sisichecho. Vishalechecho tancho oisoch. Boy lamazim. Vishoktecho tishmor lecho bakever. There is the Maisim Tovim and Torah that goes with you, Tolem Habo. V'chein Kosev B'Seifa Tilim. Ha'edei Dovim Melch Yisrael. Tov Lis Toras Picho Mi'alfei Zov V'chesev. V'yoymer Li HaKesev Li Azov Omer Hashem Tzavokis. Mishnah Yud. Chamisha Kinyonim Kono HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yolomoy. There are five Kinyonim, mean special things that Hashem acquired in this world. V'yelu Hein. Torah Kinyon Echad. Shemayim Voritz Kinyon Echad. Avraham kinyan echad, Yisrael kinyan echad, Beis Hamikdash kinyan echad, Torah kinyan echad minayin dechsev Hashem konani reishes darkoi, kedem mefol of miyoz. That's Torah. Shemayim voritz kinyan echad means something special, minayin shenema, koyemar Hashem ha-shemayim kisiv orat adayim ragnoi. Eze baita shetivnu leze mokam minuchosim. V'yom emu rabba masech v'Hashem kulam mechokh masisim olot kinyan echad. Avraham kinyan echad, minayin dechsev, everything that Hashem created in this world, it was only created to give back glory to Hashem. Shenem Mother Pasuk says, Kol Hanikra Bishmi, anything that is called in my name, V'lechvoidi Barosiv, I was created to glorify me, Yitzatev Aposisiv, that's why I made it. V'oimer Hashem Yimlech Ve'olam Vored, Hashem should reign forever. Yes, so the Tanah ends off with the Pasuk, Hashem Yimlech Ve'olam Vored, to say like, even though right now in this world, right now we don't see it so much, that everything is the covered Hashem, we don't see everything is being done for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod, but it's only because we don't see it. But avadar, it is that way, and Hashem Yimlech Le'olam Vored, it'll soon come a time when everybody will realize that everything in this world is only for kavod Hashem, and therefore we're supposed to chaper right now and do everything, do mitzvahs, learn Torah, because this is the way we give nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the way we mekayim our tafkid in this world, to give kavod back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer Rabbi Chanina ben Akashi, Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakeh Es Yisrael, Lefika Chirbo Lem Torah Mitzvah Shenemar, Hashem Chofis Laman Tidku Yagdu Torah V'Yadir. And the pshat is, the reason why Hashem gave us so many mitzvahs is only to be good to us, to mezakeh us with a lot of schar. It's the more mitzvahs we do, the more schar we receive in Olam Hazeh, in Olam Habo, and everybody should...